Tell the World. I'm Jack Callahan. Fox News asks Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky after touring the town of Bucha on the outskirts of Kiev, where scores of people were found dead after Russian forces retreated, some bound and shot, others thrown in mass graves. Zelensky, heard here through a translator, says he wants justice.
I'd like to underline that we are interested in as full and transparent investigation as possible, the results of which will be known and explained to the entire international community.
He's also told his people that negotiating with Russia after what he's seen will be very challenging, but he has no other option. President Zelensky will address the United Nations Security Council a few hours from now. President Biden Monday repeating his earlier claim that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous. And everyone's seen it.
The president said he's working on more sanctions. A candlelight vigil in Sacramento last evening for the six people killed leaving a nightclub early Sunday morning.
If this occasion can elevate the issue of caring better for one another, treating each other with more kindness, and attending to mental health as well as physical health, we'll save a lot of lives and we'll be a better community.
Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Police have arrested a 26-year-old man, Dandre Martin, on weapons charges, calling him a related suspect. But so far, he has not been charged with any of the killings. A thrilling finish in the college basketball championship last night.
Love's going to be the one to take it. Puts up the shot. It's off! The game is over! And Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback!
Jim Nantz with the call on TBS. As Kansas beats North Carolina 72-69 for the title, a would-be tying three-pointer falling short as the buzzer sounded. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Despite no recommendation from the Senate's Judiciary Committee, the full Senate will proceed to a vote on President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
A deadlock among the 22 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee put Judge Jackson's advancement in the hands of all 100 senators. After a lengthy roll call, the Monday evening vote wound up 53-47 to move forward, with Republicans Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah voting with Democrats and independents. This vote sets up debate in the full Senate for Judge Jackson's nomination. A final vote placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court is expected later this week at the earliest. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Senate negotiators have reached a compromise agreement for a new COVID-19 funding package worth $10 billion. That's less than half of what the White House had asked for. A federal judge in Ohio has told the Air Force it cannot discipline airmen who are challenging their religious exemption requests to the Pentagon's coronavirus mandate.
Federal Judge Matthew McFarland granted a preliminary injunction to the service members and against the Air Force. The ruling stops any disciplinary action against the service members as they challenge denials to their request for an exemption to the COVID vaccine mandate on religious grounds. In their original filing, the Air Force officers said granting more than 1,000 medical and administrative exemptions belies any assertion that vaccination is that mission critical. Judge McFarland said the case presents a constitutional collision course of Air Force members trying to exercise their religious beliefs against their esteemed superiors who have loaded their weapons against them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wall Street higher Monday, the Dow gained 103 points, NASDAQ up 271. Asian stock markets closing Tuesday higher, and early morning Dow futures are trading about 30 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.